of devotees from all parts of the world would arrive in the Shinga, in Simhachalam, here at this place. And we needed something to accommodate them. Then there were not so many devotees coming and during the lockdown. It was a very thin stream of devotees who attended, but now we are coming back to the normal numbers, and it's very, very nice that you have all come here. As we heard, observing festivals is not a luxury in our devotional life. To come to a festival is not something, yes, okay, then I see my friends or so. No, to come to a festival is really important so that bhakti or devotion can take birth in our hearts. See, you can offer prasadam alone in your home. You can read the books alone in your room. You can also chant japa alone in your home. But when it comes to celebrating and singing sankirtanam in the holy names, then it's always one rule: the more the better. And the reason why there is this rule is twofold. From the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, we hear that group petition, when people come together in a big group, that has more effect on the Lord's heart. You know, one acharya asked, why didn't Lord Brahma pray alone to Krishna to make his appearance? Why did he take all the 33 crores devatas with him? He had prayed alone to Krishna in the Brahma Samhita. He had prayed and Krishna had appeared before him, and he had composed the Govindam Adipurusham prayers. But why this time he came in a big group of devatas? And the answer is because when many devotees come together and petition the Lord, ask the Lord, then the Lord somehow reacts more. His reciprocation is greater. And this is the reason why festivals, where we come together in many more groups, has much more spiritual effect for collecting blessings than just individually doing it. So therefore, in the Nectar of Devotion, we find the verse, O Lord, tell us clearly the date, the exact precise date of your appearance, so that we can all come together from near and far. We can make plans to travel and celebrate your appearance day. So this is one reason. Group petition moves the heart of the Lord more. The other is a more a reason which is more concentrated on us as humans. When we are together in the assembly of good devotees, their devotion gets reflected to us. Consider one light. When you put a few mirrors around the light, then the light increases in intensity, no? So when we are coming together, the devotion gets amplified and gets reflected, really, in the hearts of the many and increases in quantity. You can see this yesterday when we had these 16 darshans. Do you remember? Shoo, 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 shoo. The curtain was going up. And each time the devotees were becoming more enthusiastic. They were rising their hands in the sky. I believe one Mataji fainted. It was so intense. It was good emotion, good Goethe was strong, it was not weak, the atmosphere. So good. Fine that you're here for this festival. I will sing Jayarada Madhava, and then I will request Vaidyanath to chant the Sanskrit with us and read the verse, and then both of us will give explanations on this verse so that our understanding of Lord Nrsingadev increases. So, welcome. Sri Nrsingadev ki! Oh, you're so tired. Sri Nrsingadev ki! Sri Nrsingadev ki! Hare Krishna! Fine. Yes, I sing, and then I can speak with my brother German. This is a relief because I'm not so good at English. Hare Krishna. Karatas, someone has karatas? Jayarata Madhava Kunya Vihari Jayarata Madhava Kunya Vihari Jayarata Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi jana vallabha Kirivarada di Gopi jana vallabha Kirivarada di Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Anachari Ravana Chara Yamuna Tira Anachari Jaya Radha Madhava Dunya Vihari Madhava Dunya Vihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Hare Krishna. A little louder, please. Yes. Very good. Yes. Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Akash. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Sri, what? Sri Nisinga, Jai Nisinga, Jaya Jaya Narasimha Dev, Paradesha, Jaya Patama, Mukha Patama Vringa. Nrisimha, Jaya Jaya Narasimha Dev, Baladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Vringa. Nrisimha, Jaya Nrisimha, Jaya Jaya Narasimha Singhade, Paladesha, Jaya Patama, Mukha Patama, Vringa. Jai Nrisimha, Jaya Jaya Narasimhade, Paladesha, Jaya Patama, Mukha Patama Vringa. Singha Jaya Jaya Narasimha, Jaya Jaya Narasimha Dev, Praladesha Jaya Patama Mukha Patama Vringa. Narasimha Jaya Narasimha, Jaya Jaya Narasimha Dev, Praladesha Jaya Patama, Jaya Palata Singha, Palata Singha, Palata Singha Jaya, Palata Singha. Jaya Palat Singha, Jaya Palat Singha, Palat Singha, Jaya Palat Singha. Shila Babu Bharagi, Shila Babu Bharagi,
Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Paradna Sikadeva ki.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So happy to see you, really. Getting a life by seeing you. Fine, so let us start. Om Namo Bhagavate.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 You are realizing only one microphone is working, right? No.
No,
mine's coming now, yes.
So, the verse. Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato.
Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato.
Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato.
Mimamsa manasya
samuddhito grato.
Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato.
Nisinga rupas tat alang bayanakam. Nisinga rupas tat alang bayanakam. Nisinga rupas tat alang bayanakam. Pratapta chamikara chandalochanam. Pratapta chamikara chandalochanam. Pratapta chamikara chandalochanam.
Pratapta chamikara chandalochanam.
Spuratsata kishara jimbitananam.
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 Spuratsata kishara jimbitananam. Yeah.
Okay, next please.
Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato. Nisinga rupasya jalam bayanakam. Atapta chamikara chandalochanam. Suratana kishara jimbitanam.
Mimamsa manasya
smutito grato.
Nrisimha rupa saddalam bhayanakam.
Pratapta chamikara chandalochanam.
Purasata kishara jimbitananam.
Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato.
Singha rupa saddalam bhayanakam.
Prapta chamikara chandalochanam.
And ladies, please.
Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato.
Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato.
Narsimha rupastadalam bhayanakam.
Narsimha rupastadalam bhayanakam.
Pratapta chamikara chandalochanam.
Pratapta chamikara chandalochanam.
Suratsata kesara jambritananam.
Suratsata kesara jambritananam. Mimamsa manasya samuddhito grato. Vrindananam.
Thank you very much. Do the entire translation.
I would say only for the first four. Okay. No.
Mimamsamanasya.
Mimamsamanasya.
Of Hiranyakashipu, who was contemplating the wonderful form of the Lord.
Of Hiranyakashipu, who was contemplating the wonderful form of the Lord.
Samudita.
Samudita.
Appeared.
Appeared.
Akrataha.
Akrataha.
In front.
In front.
Nrisingharupa.
Nrisingharupa.
The form of Nrisingadeva, half lion and half man.
Nrisingadeva.
That.
Alam.
Alam.
Extraordinarily.
Extraordinarily.
Bayanakam.
Very fearful.
Very fearful.
Pratapta.
Like molten.
Chamikara.
Chamikara.
Gold.
Gold.
Chandalochanam.
Having fierce eyes.
Spurat.
Flashing.
Satakesharam.
Satakesharam.
By his name.
Jambita
Ananam. Whose face was expanded. Okay, thank you very much. These are the first four lines of these few verses, not verses 19 through 22. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Nrisingadeva standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth, and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues and atheists, with his concho, disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. Hare Krishna. So, Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Satarini. So there is no purport to this verse, it is, as it is self-explanatory. But we have the verses describing the situation leading to Lord Nrisingadeva's appearance. So this is the first festival after a break of two, where actually I was here too, because I am Nrisinga Bhakta, I must be here for Nrisinga Chaturthi. But the last festival, 2019, was we even had more devotees than now. I think the count was about 700 to 800, and it was so crowded that I myself and many others wouldn't fit into the temple room. So then there was a break, and I'm also just like Maharaj, I'm so glad to see you back here. You have survived the pandemic. You have survived the pandemic health-wise. Well, we are less now here than before, but I don't think we have that many cases of early departure, I hope. And probably for the years to come, more devotees will be here even than today. And seeing you after a break of 2 years also is an extra, very interesting experience. We have all grown up. Because when I came here during the decades past, many times, all the devotees were very, very young of age. But now, we can see wrinkles in the eyes of some of you, actually most of you already. And, of course, what to speak of me? We have to take a very humble position. But everybody is going up because, and this also proves that our movement is stable.
We haven't lost thousands of devotees during the pandemic. And this I attribute to the protection of Lord Nisshinadeva. When we study the situations leading up to this event of Lord Nisshinadeva's appearance, we can see that the immediate cause was Prahlad Maharaj performing Sankirtan in his school, with his schoolmates. Now, before there was a situation that Hiranyakashipu would try to kill his son Prahlad, and Prahlad Maharaj had sat on his lap twice, and in the beginning Hiranyakashipu was a little mild. He thought maybe he's only a little bit misguided by these theistic tendencies. Lord Vishnu somehow or other influenced him. He had become a victim of a sect, maybe, brainwashed, some intrigue going on, but he said, I'll take care of this. These devotees can't be so strong. This was Hiranyakashipu's attitude, that there may be theistic tendencies, but I'm so powerful, I've subdued all of them. Typical demon. And then another time he took him on his lap. He had admonished several times the teachers that they should especially take care of his son, Prahlad Maharaj, who after all was the royal prince, the successor to his father, Hiranyakashipu. Nothing helped. Even although Hiranyakashipu during the last episode tried to kill him in so many deadly ways, he tried to have him trampled by elephants. He threw him off a cliff. He had him thrown into fire. He had poisonous cake served to him. Nothing could kill Prahlad Maharaj. He had an immensely stable health. Hiranyakashipu even once sent the coronavirus. Do you know that, Maharaj?
Not a bit.
Yes, all possible ways he tried to kill his son. Nothing helped. Prahlad Maharaj was happy. His main name means Prahlad, spiritual happiness. Yesterday we heard various Hiranyakashipu means one who takes pleasure in gold and soft beddings. So nothing helped. Prahlad was always untouched because he was constantly immersed in Vishnu Smaranam, or remembering his Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Wasn't only remembering, well, there's somebody like Vishnu. He was constantly immersed in meditation. Prahlad Maharaj was immersed in meditation on Vishnu, and he wasn't even conscious of the things going on around him. And also, he always experienced the Lord's protection. And all the while this was going on, Hiranyakashipu did his political business. The people who were his immediate caretakers, Sanda and Amaka, the sons of Sukracharya, they did the business. They were aware of what happened. But then at the end of a certain episode, they came back to Hiranyakashipu and explained to him, it is all fruitless. We can't do anything. And so Hiranyakashipu became more and more disappointed with his princely son, and more angry also, and he had this grudge in his heart. He became more and more asympathetic to his son, and lost all his love for his son, for his physical offspring, spring dwindled away. And at the end, when he heard that Prahlad Maharaj was doing Harinam, he was doing Sankirtan in this classroom, with his classmates, they so much liked the Harinam, the chanting of the holy name, and Prahlad Maharaj's preaching, that they joined him. He was convincing all his co-students. Then only did he react and said, I have to take care of this situation personally. I have to come now to murder my son. This is, of course, the the very summit of anger, that one is prepared to kill the opponent, or to speak of his own son. We can see from this one very good example, excellent example, that Hiranyakashipu was the most powerful demon of the universe. and is the most powerful demon since. After him, there was no other demon as powerful as Hiranyakashipu and as convinced in his demonic attitude as Hiranyakashipu, and as violent as Hiranyakashipu. He's the very best example of a demon. And Nrisimhadev protected him. In the same way, Lord Nrisimhadev always protects the Sankirtan movement. The reason why we chant these Nrisimha prayers regularly, every day, Namaste Narasimhaya, is that we pray for the protection of the Sankirtan movement. And all this also for the protection of the devotees. I remember when Srila Prabhupada in 1977 was getting increasingly sick, and the devotees were becoming very concerned about his health, and they were very concerned if he would continue living. Then we were ordered to sing Narasimha prayers for Srila Prabhupada for many hours. Sometimes all night Narasimha prayers would be chanted for Srila Prabhupada. This was the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and we added this one prayer: Lord Nrisimhadev, if you so desire, then please protect the health of our spiritual master and make him live longer. And Lord Nrisimhadev, of course, is one of the 10 avatars, das avatars of Lord Vishnu. He's the fourth avatar. He's listed in all the Puranas. And there's one Nrisimha Purana. But especially in our Sankirtan movement that was founded by Srila Prabhupada, his worship is going on very intensely. It has this, the worship of Lord Nrisimhadev has its history. Lord Chaitanya also visited Simhachalam and also Navajiyada Nrisimha Kshetra on his travels through South India, paid obeisances to Lord Nrisimhadev. And there is a Nrisimha Murti in Sridhar Mayapur. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a beautiful poem about this Nrisimha Murti, who is very, very old, very ancient. And in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have our own insights about Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance, that after he finished the business with Hiranyakashipu, he went to wash his hands in Sridhar Mayapur. That is a relation in our Sampradaya. So he's very dear, especially to us, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Now, here in this verse, we hear a description of the Lord's form, Lord Nrisimhadev's form. Now, the Lord's forms are described throughout the Vedic literature. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 11th chapter, Lord Krishna is revealing different forms to Arjuna. He's revealing the universal form. He is revealing the four-armed Vishnu form, and he's revealing the most attractive two-handed human-like form. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, it starts already in the second canto, where the form of Lord Vishnu is described, the universal form, and the way yogis meditate on the four-armed form is Paramatma, is super soul in the heart. Then he appears, for example, many times physically. Lord Vishnu appears in sacrificial arenas, for example, in the arena of King Prithu and others. Many times he's seen physically in his four-armed form, described in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is why we know how the Lord looks like, what he looks like. And this is why we have his archer, Vikraha, his archer form, his avatar or his incarnation, as a deity, as Murti. We have him on the altar. Why? Because he is described like that in the scripture. Many times Christians or members of other faiths, they say, how can you have the Lord on the altar? Nobody knows how he looks like. But no, we know because he's described like that in scripture. So here, this has been many times explained, that Lord Nrisimhadev in this form, Ugra Nrisimha. What was it? Jwala Nrisimha?
This is the Ugra is the angry, and Jwala is the fiercely angry.
Fiercely angry.
And when he's full of fire.
Yeah. That only appeared once. Whereas all the incarnations of the Lord stay on earth for at least a few decades. Lord Nrisimha only stays for one muhurta, which is about 48 minutes, three quarters of an hour. He only stays for a very short time. And this form, Ugra and Jvala Nrisimha, is also revealed, and even Prahlad Nrisimha, only revealed for a very, very short time. But you see these murtis of Prahlad Nrisimha, like we have here, and Ugra Nrisimha and Sridhar Mayapur, you see them in many temples all over the world. So this is the difference between Lord Nrisimha's form and other forms. Otherwise, Lord Nrisimha, he has his household on Vaikuntha, and Vaikuntha, he has his own Vaikuntha planet. There he is Lakshmi Nrisimha. A very peaceful married life he has, with Srimati Lakshmi Devi sitting on his lap, and they are talking Krishna Katha. Because Lord Nrisimha Dev is one avatar of the origin of all avatars, or avatari, who is Lord Krishna, Krishna's two Bhagavans, Svayama. All these incarnations, they are all emanations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Krishna, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. So Lord Nrisimha Dev is also a servant of Lord Krishna, and we for some time here in Simhachalam, we had Lord Nrisimha on one altar and Rishi Radha Krishna on another altar. And the feeling was that they weren't so compatible in their mood. Lord Nrisimha Dev can also be very nice. He's compared to a lion. Lion mother is very nice to her cubs. But he has a different side also. Now, if you look at Krishna, these properties are also there in Krishna, but not. He's mostly sweet, but he can also be killing the demons as he was doing when he appeared. But Lord Nrisimha Dev is especially fierce in killing the demons, and that's why he's our protector Godhead. Now, one amazing thing is how Lord appeared. The way Nrisimha Dev appeared is Hiranyakashipu set Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and asked him in an angry mood, if God is everywhere, why is he not in this pillar? So Hiranyakashipu was convinced that God couldn't be everywhere. Prahlad was telling some fantasy. Why is he not in this pillar? Because he didn't realize that after all, God is all-pervading. Of course, he's also in this pillar. And he beat the pillar with a fist. And then Lord Nrisimha Dev came out of that pillar that was beaten by Hiranyakashipu. Respecting everybody, he was respecting Brahma's predictions and promises to Hiranyakashipu, and he was also respecting Hiranyakashipu's worldview. Hiranyakashipu had asked, why is he not in this pillar? So Lord Nrisimha Dev picked up on the word pillar, and he appeared in the pillar to show Hiranyakashipu, I am there also, and now I'll show you how I can be. There's a story why. So this is a relationship here also between Hiranyakashipu and Lord Nrisimha Dev. Chivalrous, one of these rasa, what is it, fearsome rasa, or chivalry, fearsome, fearful rasa, but there's a rasa here. Of course, Lord Nrisimha Dev has many times appeared to devotees also. I don't know if he appeared to you, but to me, he also appeared. Did he appear to you, Maharaj?
Yes, one can say like this, yes.
Yeah, so maybe you think of your life, what happened to you after you visited Nrisimha Chaturthi. These are, of course, subjective impressions that devotees had. I have so many experiences with Lord Nrisimha Dev. I don't think it will fit into the time frame, but I only speak of one thing. I had one period of 7 years of bad luck with Lord Nishinadev. Yes, and it started, it was in the 90s, and my wife and me have always been coming to Simhachalam since we came back from America in 1989, regularly every year we came. We had to come, it belonged to our annual schedule, sadhana. So in the 90s, yeah, so there was Nishinga Chaturdasi, and after we came home, I had a surgery, hernia surgery, hernia in Leistenburg, not very difficult. So the surgery was done, and after the anesthesia, after I woke up, the physician who had operated on me, he bent over me and said, "Good morning, Mr. Patterson. My name is Mr. Zielberg." It's true. Zielberg. And I said, "Zielberg, that's what I'm coming from just now. You know, the address here is Zielberg 20. The street is called Zielberg, number 20. So he said, "My name is Mr. Zielberg. I've just done the surgery on your intestines." the hernia. Huh? So of course I was happy that the surgery went all right and it healed, because that was creating some problem. And of course with such kind of surgery there is a discomfort is connected. There's some pain for a month after the surgery. It takes a month after you've recovered. But it was for my good. So the kind of surgeries that Lord Nishinadev does on devotees, they may be painful at the moment, but they are ultimately for the good of the devotee. I want to end here.
Hare Krishna. That's something, no? My name is Mr. Zielberg. you know the Zielberg 20. When I went for the same surgery, same time of surgery, Pankajangri Prabhu, he said, "I have something for you. When are you going?" And I told him the date, and he came and he said, "This is the only surgical knife which cures." And he gave me one of the nails of Lord Nishinadev. It was a big nail like this, taken from the deity. And he said, this nail, he knew I was going to Germany to have this surgery. He said, "This nail will protect you from all the possible wrongs which could happen during your surgery." So I still have this nail. In fact, I wanted to bring it and show it to you, the nail of Lord Nishinadev. And nice that you said, it seems your surgeon also was in some ways connected with Lord Nishinadev. Lord Nishinadev may have used him, and he may have this time used iron nails to as the surgeon's knife to go inside. Yes, so let me just also show through a few perspectives on Lord Nishinadev's appearance. So that we can take this event with us in our hearts. I request you to first repeat after me. Mahavishnum Jalantam Sarvato Mukham Narishingham Vichanam Batram Mrityom Namamyam. Three times. Om Ugram Vi
Vedam Mahavishnum Jalantam Sarvatomukam Nrisingham Vijanam Vajram Mityam Mikyam Namamyam Om Ugram Vedam Mahavishnum Jalantam Sarvatomukam Nrisingham Vijanam Vajram Mrityom Mrityom Namamyam. I have heard that this verse which we have heard today from the Bhagavatam is the verse which is used when meditating about Lord Nrisingadev. It's the, what is it called? The Dhyana Mantra. So the verse describes to us first that Hiranyakashipu was very surprised. He could not really associate the form of Lord Nrisingadev with anything he had ever seen before. Therefore the Sanskrit word is Mimamsa Manasya. Mimamsa means to use logic. Or here he was contemplating the wonderful form of the Lord. What is it that I'm seeing? Have you ever been in a situation where you stand before someone or something and just say, what is this? I think mostly we can understand what is happening to us, because it's a repetition of the old, the same thing. But here, what is it? Who is this?
It's describing what he is. He's a lion. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes. Normally, Krishna's eyes are described to be lotus eyes, very gentle and soothing. But these were eyes that spit fire. He resembled molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, you know, already his face was fearful, but then the mane was spreading from that, so his face was largely enlarged. His deadly teeth and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword.
Can you imagine, you know, the tongue is moving like a sword.
His ears were erect and motionless.
That's actually, we have seen a lion looking at you before he attacks. You have to look at his ears. When you ride a horse, you also look at the ears of the horse, and you know what he's up to by just studying the ears. Do you know this? Right? Some of you are riding horses. You study the mind of the horse by looking at the ears. So, also with a dog, you look at the tail. When he moves, then you know, tika, tika, tika. Okay. But when it's straight, you know, oh, he's angry. So, Lord Nrisingadev, his ears were just standing erect. They were standing up. They were not hanging down. They were just going up, and they did not move. So Hiranyakashipu knew trouble.
And his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like the caves of mountains, so big. His jaws opened. They parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky.
He had grown.
The pillar had not touched the sky, but when he came out of the pillar, his body had grown tremendously. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin. And does anyone remember this? And the hairs on his body were
as white as the rays of the moon. Yes, you've heard very nicely. So there were hairs, beautiful hairs on his body,
which looked like moon rays. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conchal disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons.
So this is how a devotee meditates about this angry form of the Lord. But you can also meditate on Lord Nrsimhadev as he is here on the altar, and there he is shanti, he's peaceful. I personally sometimes like to meditate about this ferocious form, because then I lose all my fear. I think Lord Nrsimhadev is so powerful, he can take care of my small problems. They are small in relationship to the Lord.
So yes, if you want to take note of this verse, you can write it down in your note pad. It is 28:19-22. That's where it is.
Prabhupada says the devotee's hopes to become fearless in this world is to meditate about Lord Nrsimhadev. And he says there is one mantra which devotees meditate about. It is, you know it, Yato Yato Yami Tato Nrsimha. It means wherever Lord Nrsimhadev is everywhere. He is spread all over. So he's there when you go to school, and you are he's there when you are in your apartment. He's equally there when you travel in an airplane to India or wherever your journeys take you. The Lord is everywhere. He is not separated from any other place. And that idea, my Lord is everywhere, makes you hopeless. Hopeful. The Lord generally is not partial to anyone. He is good to everyone. And it is interesting, in Prabhupada's lecture in 1970 in Los Angeles, he said Lord Nrsimhadev's appearance was good for really everyone, including that of Hiranyakashipu. There is a verse which describes this in the Bhagavad Gita. Samohang sarvabhuteshu namedvesho stinapriya ye bhajanti tumang bhaktya maiteteshu chapyam. I envy no one. I have no bad feelings against anyone. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I'm equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. So let us think about this. Lord Nrsimhadev's very, very fierce appearance was not that he was just absolutely envious, like we can become upset, like we are upset, He didn't lose his balance like we use our balance. No, he carefully acted for the welfare of his devotee and also for the welfare of this demon. Only different treatments were appropriate. This is something we can meditate about. I heard His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj tell a story that there was once a devotee and he prayed to the Lord, "Oh Lord, it must be strenuous for you to maintain all living beings and take care of the entire universe. Let me lighten the burden and let me take care of others so that you don't have to take care of so many." The Lord said, "I don't think you could do it. It's too much. It's all right. I don't feel any inconvenience to take care and maintain all living beings." But the devotee insisted, no, please. Let me just help you. So the Lord said, "Okay, for one day." So the next day, the devotee woke up and he remembered he had to take care of all the living entities for one day. So he ran out and he tried, he emptied all his kitchen supplies. There were a few old chapatis in there and he distributed them. He had his wife cook a huge, huge amount of khichdi. And he just ran about, and you know, in the evening he was totally exhausted. So the Lord appeared to him again in a dream. He fell asleep, and the Lord said, "Hey, listen to this." And as he was saying this, the devotee heard crying, so much crying. We are hungry. It was so loud that the devotee felt great pain in his heart. He felt, I've tried my best. And then the Lord said, "You tried only for one day, but see how many are left hungry. You and I take care of the entire universe, and not one universe, but many, many universes." But the devotee was a little bit, he was not maybe the highest type of Vaishnava. So he said, "My Lord," he said, "I think those who are crying are the atheists, because they deserve that they remain hungry." He wanted to give an excuse which is not a real, how can you say like that you took care of all the living entities, the lions in Africa, the Chinese population, that's not possible. But he said, "I think most of those who cry and complain, they are the atheists, and they deserve to remain hungry." So the Lord looked at him and said, "See, this is the difference between you and me. I take care of everyone and maintain even the atheists. In fact, I give them the arguments to be atheists. I take care of their chapatis and everything. This is the difference." And yes, the Lord sees everyone, no matter who they are or what they do or think at the present moment, as someone to be maintained by him. He thinks, "I am the seed-giving father of all the living entities." It is very important to highlight this point on the Shinga Chaturthi so that we don't fall into this enemy and friend duality. This is what Hiranyakashipu's, one of his problem was, and Prahlad spoke to him. He said, Father, it's only in your mind where you consider people to be friends and enemies. An enlightened person, or when you start to awaken into spiritual life, then this friend and enemy vision goes. Of course, Lord Nrisimhadev was angry that someone had, that Hiranyakashipu had the intention to murder. I like this word very much, which Vaidyanath used, to murder his own son. I mean, that's sick. And of course, he was giving special protection of Prahlad Maharaj. He said so in the Gita, those who are full of devotion, they are my friends, they are in me. In fact, in the Bhagavatam, the Lord describes, they are always in my heart and I am in their heart. There's a very confidential relationship. But this should not bring the devotees of the Lord to think that, okay, if the Lord is very much preferring me, then everyone else is a demon. Everyone else is in Maya. Everyone else is a rascal. No, the Lord has, this is not what the Lord's perspective is, and this is not what the devotee's perspective should be. In fact, here on the Lord's appearance day, it's very interesting how the Lord, how Prahlad Maharaj was reacting. He did not think everyone is a rascal. The Lord appeared only for me. He prayed actually a wonderful compassion prayer, which is necessary for us to understand this mood. There's this verse is there. He said, let there be auspiciousness for the universe, universal welfare. May the wicked, those who are bad, you know, in their minds, may they be pleased, not angry. It's not good for them. May all beings together meditate intelligently on cooperation. And he said, he did a little shadow work here. May the mind become free of attachment. May our minds, without motivation, be absorbed in the Supreme Lord. You can find this beautiful verse in the 5th canto, 18th chapter, text 9. If you like verses, this is a must verse, you know. It is really very good. Should we chant this? So, my dear devotees, I request you to sit properly. Maybe you want to stretch a little to get all the tiredness out and yawn. Good, 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 good. And maybe you want to think a little bit on where there's misery in the world. Ukraine, no. People are physically in danger, but more so mentally, and more so even spiritually. There's people become bitter, they enter the friend and they become so in this agitated situation, so bad. or maybe you want to think of China or what is it, Russia. Maybe your mind wants to go into the Kreml and see all these old men who didn't understand anything about spiritual life and need some new dose of enlightenment, you know. And everywhere, maybe you want to look at home. Maybe you want to look at the people which you know who suffer, and chant this mantra. Svastyastu. Oh, you have mobile telephones, isn't it?
Yes.
So do you have Veda Base on your mobile telephones?
Yes.
Or only Netflix? You laugh. This is a reality check, no? So go to your Veda Base. Don't go anywhere else. 5th canto, 18th chapter, text 9. I repeat, 5, 18, 9. Do you have?
Yes.
Very good. So I will chant one time alone the first line, and then we chant all together from the first to the fourth line, just to give some melody. Just one time alone, and then the whole verse together, please. Want to see? Svasyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. All together. Svasyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. Continue. Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitodiya Manasya Badram Vajadada Dokshaye Avishatam No Mati Apyahaitaki. Correct. So may the entire universe be blessed with peace and hope. I have this in a different translation than you have it. May everyone who is driven by envy and enmity become pacified and reconciled. May all living beings develop abiding concern for the welfare of others. May our own hearts and minds be filled with purity and serenity. May all these blessings flow naturally from this supreme benediction. What is that? May our attention become spontaneously absorbed in the rapture of pure love unto the transcendent Lord. Once Ravindra Swarup Prabhu was invited by the White House to take part in a prayer event in a church in Washington. And he went to the pedestal and said, this was spoken by the boy saint Prahlad, who gives an example for us in our Gaudiya tradition, how to pray for the welfare of all others. And then he was reciting this compassion prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, and the translation I read to you in the end, that was his own, he had taken Prabhupada's translation and made it a little bit more appropriate for this event. So yes, why so angry? Why was Lord Nrisimhadev so angry? Well, he had taken an appropriate form to take care of a great obstacle which had become like a meningitis in the head of the entire universe. It was a dangerous inflammation. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that his demonic reign spread all over the universe. My God, was he powerful. It is said the waves of the ocean were rolling due to fear of him and delivering jewels to his feet. this is the power. And no one could resist his influence, so it needed some strength. The Lord always takes a form appropriate. When the earth falls at the bottom of the ocean, what form does he take? Boar. Why does he take such a form? Couldn't he take the form of Superman and take it out, or bring a crane? Or why did he take the form of Varaha? Well, when things fall in a dirty place, then a boar is required. It goes with a snout, you know, and then it finds it. Good sense of smell is there in the nose of the boar, and then he finds it and he lifts it up like the truffle, you know, or something. So yes, he takes. When there was the ocean of dissolution and the Vedas were in danger to get lost, then the Lord took what form? Matsya, a fish. Yes, he is everything appropriate to the occasion. No? Like many of you are dressing in devotional clothes. You feel, let us go for a festival. Let us dress in devotional clothes. Appropriate clothes is required. I won't go in my working clothes. Let me dress in appropriate clothes. So the Lord has the sense of being appropriate to the occasion. And therefore, he took the form of the most fierce and angry being, the lion. See a photo of a lion in attack, you will know what is anger. This is an appropriate form. He comes, but in his heart, this you should know, he is gentle, he is compassionate to all, and he waits for you to say your prayers today. Please, in conclusion, today have a private moment with the Lord. Have a talk with Lord Nrisimhadev. Pray to Lord Nrisimhadev. And you know, he will be very pleased if you don't just pray for yourself, but pray as well for others. So this is a wonderful day. May we all be blessed. May Lord Nrisimhadev shower his kind compassion on everyone. May he also shower his compassion onto the world, which is suffering at the moment due to many demoniac thoughts by leaders and so on. It's one big mess. It is economically, politically, philosophically, everything is out of sync. And yes, and only at some places we see it's coming out in form of violence, but it will be always there. It will erupt here and there. So the world needs Nrisimhadev. Hare Krishna. Sri Nrisimhadeva ki. Sri Nrisimhadeva ki. Sri Nrisimhadeva ki. Hare Krishna. Now let us see. Oh, we are not that late. How is your feeling? Should we have a few questions or not? Good. So let us see if there are any questions. If some of you have to go to take care of other things and prepare, I just want to say at 11 o'clock is the next big homa, I understand. Is this true, Gokula?
Hare Krishna. So actually at 11 is the Abhishekam.
Abhishekam, okay.
And from 10 o'clock onwards we'll start doing kirtan again in the temple room. But yeah, there's certainly space for questions. Somebody has a question.
Hare Krishna. Careful of the
yeah,
speaker.
You have to turn the microphone. Yeah, turn as if you look in this direction, then it's all right. Yes, correct.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Actually, my question related to some philosophical understanding.
Hiranyakashipu was very intelligent. He knows all the shastras, and he knows certainly that Brahma was created by Lord Vishnu. So why did he pray to Lord Brahma to get his boons? So how do we understand, like, why Hiranyakashipu, with all understanding of the shastras, is praying to a created being from the
Vishnu,
Lord, and to kill him, like, to kill Lord Vishnu? So how to understand that?
To understand this, you have to study a little demon psychology. To make it very short, the demon is to a certain degree reasonable, but only when it serves his own purpose. Then he is so much in his world of his own control that he understands, he forgets everything around it. Since we study demon psychology, we have to get it will get a little intense now. Once Duryodhan was urinating, that's what men do, actually all people do this, under a banyan tree. And as he was urinating, a puddle formed, and the seed of the banyan trees were going in a circle all around, you know. So Duryodhana thought, this is the proof that the world circles around me. I'm controlling everything, even in my most private moments. I'm so powerful. The amount of how a demon is self-centered and forgets everything around it is amazing. Hiranyakashipu forgot that Brahma, whom he is approaching, is a servant of the very person he's going against, you know. He forgot it because he only knows one thing, what's in for me, what serves my purpose. And in this question, he forgets everything. He thought Brahma is the most powerful. He is the only one who's likely to give me these benefits. And then everything blanked out around him. I was asking myself also, well, you don't go to a servant if you want to go against the master of the servant. That's highly intelligent. That's highly unintelligent to do. But he forgot. You don't mind a little bit human psychology? When we human beings who are not yet in an enlightened mind want to do something, even if it's not good, we begin to shape reality and distort reality just to make us look good.
May I also maybe add something to this question?
Yes.
I think also one reason why Hiranyakashipu didn't go to Vishnu, because Vishnu had just killed his brother, you know.
Yeah, but that was not his question. It was a different question.
If Vishnu had killed Hiranyaksha, and this is why Hiranyakashipu had to save for Vishnu, and you also explained that he probably wasn't aware of Vishnu. But later there is the statement by Hiranyakashipu that Vishnu is hidden in the hearts of the living entities. He's a coward. His plan was to revenge his brother's death at the hands of Lord Varaha, who is Vishnu. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't go to his brother's enemy to ask him for another life.
Thank you very much. So, other questions, please.
Akila.
Okay. Kela Ji.
I have a small question to Vaidyanatha Prabhu. You mentioned that Nisingadev several times appeared, manifested, arranged something for you. And you told us this one event with the Dr. Zielmann. Could you please also recount the other pastimes of Nisingadev with you?
Yeah, that Zielberg event was only the first one of a series of 7 years. In other words, for 7 years, after returning from the Nisinga Chaturdasi festival, a calamity happened in my life. I had some real bad luck. So first year I thought, oh, wow, that's interesting. Lord Nisingadev did some surgery for my good. And you find that's interesting. So I took it in an interesting, playful, maybe humorous mood even. So next year again we came and we celebrated wonderful Nisinga Chaturdasi. At that time I took many photos. I always carried a camera with me. I was probably more immersed in taking photos than in celebrating the festival. So we came home, we looked at the beautiful photos, looked at the slideshow. And my wife was frying French fries in the kitchen. So I said, look at these beautiful photos. Come out of the kitchen to look at the photos. My wife did. And all of a sudden we heard a crackling and something bursting in the kitchen after about 10 minutes. We opened the door and the kitchen was wide ablaze with fire. Because ghee had boiled over and had caught fire, and the fire went into the exhalator there, and the entire kitchen was on fire. And that was a huge thing insurance company, and we got everything replaced by the insurance company. The insurance company financed a new kitchen for us. The old kitchen wasn't good anyway. So I thought that was Nisingadev's mercy, that he's coming in the form of fire. That's quite typical for Lord Nisingadev. And then I thought, well, last year also I had the surgery, so I contemplated maybe this place isn't so good for me, you know. It's two years in a row I've had this bad luck after visiting Nisinga Chaturdasi festival. Then. Okay, let's just go somewhere else, I thought. And we went to Sweden, to the Sweden temple, to the Einvik community, and also Korsnäs court, and there they had a beautiful Nisinga Chaturdasi celebration with a small, you know, brass Nisingadev murti, and they did bhajan nicely, very peaceful, little Abhishek. And so I thought, well, that's nice, but we returned back, and after a few weeks, I thought, that wasn't the real thing, though. and I'd been missing the association of devotees also. Then I thought, okay, next year we'll go back, because that Lord Nisingadev here in Simhachalam in this original form, you know, he's so tall, and there are Nisinga Bhaktas, all the devotees from this Yatya come together. Let us go back. So then next year we celebrate it. After I came home, I invested in stocks at that time, which wasn't such a good idea. All my stocks had lost their value. There was a huge crash at the stock market, and all the gains, you know, that I had so joyously been receiving, they were all gone. Lord Nisingadev, I've had something pastime with Lord Nisingadev. So it went on for every year. There was some calamity, some extraordinary bad luck that one can have in one's life during the year, but it always happened after Nisinga Chaturdasi. Next year after that, what happened, we came, and I was invited to have a kirtan after my arrival, and I had a muscle tore, you know, right, the first kirtan. I had been at the temple for half an hour, tore the muscle at this place, and had to walk around in crutches the entire festival. I had to go to the hospital and took a month to heal. So like this, it continued for 7 years, every year some calamity. Then in the seventh year, I had a different attitude. You know? I came here, I said, Lord Nishengadev, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm this festival, I'm only going to focus on you. I'm not going to take any photos. I'm only going to be sitting in front of the altar, and I'm just going to watch the Abhishek water, you know, as it flows through the pipe. Because many times when the temple is so crowded, we have the problems, we can't get a glimpse of the deity. And so I just sat there by the bathing water of Lord Nishingani coming out of the pipe. I said, this is my Nishinga Dajan, seeing the bathing water. And that year only one thing happened, and that was that this one of the little cats here tore my dhoti with its nails. So I always see these little cats as Lord Nishingadev servants or representatives. But the dhoti tore the dhoti, my dhoti with the nail, but the dhoti was old anyway. That was the only thing that happened. After that, nothing happened anymore, but I had a different attitude. While being here, I focused on the festival. Before, I would take walks, you know, walk through the mountains and try and find Lord Nishingadev there. Actually, he appeared there also. I saw him in a huge form, about 20 meters long, a lion on one of the hills. So I also saw Lord Nishingadev in the guest house. It's true. A walking half man, half lion. That time he only was as tall as the ceiling, you know. But still, you could see him through the door. He wasn't that, so many appearances. But from that time on, after these 7 years, I felt I had gone through some purification, and I focused on Lord Nishingadev while on the festival. I was here, there for the programs. Even now, sometimes the temple is so overcrowded, I'm in front of the temple, but you participate in the program. You don't use take the opportunity to go hiking in the mountains like this. So there was some change in attitude. And since then, always Nishinga Chaturthi has been such a joyous festival, so much opportunity to see Lord Nishingadev, to have beautiful kirtans with the devotees, also to have sadhu sangha, associate with devotees, meet friends that you haven't seen all year. Now it's about 3 years that we haven't seen. And so also in earlier days, we had the National Council meeting at the Nishinga Chaturthi Festival.
Wow.
You remember?
Wow, yeah. Oh, I don't remember, but it must be. Mm-hmm.
Until a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I think for until 4 years ago or something, Jaigora is it true, we still had the National Council management meetings here at the temple, you know, in the assembly hall there downstairs. But we made the decision in the National Council that we should not have our meeting at the time of the festival, because the festival is meant for focusing on Lord Narasimhadev, and not having some meetings aside and managing. Now we have our National Council meetings and an extra events. We make an extra events, not at the time of the festival anymore. So focus on Lord Nishingadev, that will be the solution to my problems. I found that's my
Thank you very much, Vajanat. This is a good thing to end on. Focus on Lord Nishingadev today, exclusively the Nishingadev day. Of course, we will also associate with each other and so on. But it's the birthday, it's the appearance day of a very, very wonderful aspect, or let us say, Paravasta. Paravasta means full, he's fully God. Ramachandra is fully God, Nishingadev is fully God, and of course Krishna is also fully so. We wish you a wonderful festival. We hear in half an hour there is kirtan starting in the temple again, and then at 11 o'clock
there's the Abhishek. Just because we see each other all here, a time which you really wouldn't like to miss is in the evening, of course, when the arati is performed at the exact time which he appeared. I do not know this. Can anyone tell us the time? Gokula or Govinda? Govinda, yes? Oh, you are here. Yes, Govinda will give us actually the orientation. Thank you all very much. Srinasinghadeva ki! Krishna, Krishna.